buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling.
In the world of sales, you either sink, swim, or break through to the next level. My name's Colin Mitchell, and this is Sales Transformation, a new kind of sales show designed to bring you through the epic, life-changing moments of elite sellers so you can experience your own sales transformation.
All right, welcome to another episode of Sales Transformation. Today is a solo episode where I'm going to dig into some things that you can do to improve how you approach prospecting. Prospecting is one of my personal favorite things to talk about, but I want to talk about some things that I haven't really covered in the past. So the big thing is you want to be able to establish trust and rapport with your prospects early on in the sales process, okay? And there's a lot of things that you can do that can hurt this, that can make it really hard to recover or difficult to build that trust and rapport early on in the relationship. You gotta view sales like a relationship. And if you're doing things that are gonna hurt your reputation early on, it's really hard to recover from that. And what I'm talking about specifically is, you know, sending irrelevant spam, sending LinkedIn DMs with what we like to call pitch slapping, bunch of features and benefits that aren't relevant. All of these things that are still going on, or even in a cold call when you just revert directly to pitching without actually starting a conversation, asking some questions and seeing if it's even relevant. So you never want to do anything that's going to put your character into question, or come off as desperate, you know, by blanket sending messages to anybody and everybody and trying to see what will stick. So that's the number one thing. All right. Before you send an email or make a call or send a message in LinkedIn, ask yourself this simple question and think about it. Will this have any value to the person that I am calling, that I am sending this to? And think about that for a second. And if the answer is no, don't make that call. Don't send that email. Don't send that LinkedIn DM message. And a lot of people talk about value. Like, you know, we don't know for sure, like, hey, is this person on the other end of this message or on the phone? Can they benefit from what we do? But try to start a meaningful conversation around value, some key insights, some things that you've learned from other people like them that you work with, things like that. So think about how you can add value before hitting send or picking up the phone. Now you must, do these things consistently. So biggest thing with any prospecting channel is consistency. So don't, send a bunch of videos in one day and then stop sending videos and say sending videos doesn't work. Or, don't try one approach on LinkedIn and generate zero leads and say, LinkedIn prospecting doesn't work. So consistently use all of the channels at your disposal. Consistently look for ways to improve and consistently look for new things to test. These are all things that you want to do consistently to level up your prospecting on all channels. Okay. Now the biggest thing is, this is a little bonus tip, have your own experience with prospecting. Don't let what others say or what others say doesn't work or this, approach, have your own experience because, who you are, who you attract, who you're prospecting into, what you do, which industry, what title, all of these things matter. There's too many variables for anybody to tell you that there is one right answer, or one silver bullet, or one way you should be prospecting. So hope this was helpful. If you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review, share the show with your friends, and I'm always listening for your feedback. You can go to salestransformation.fm and drop me a voice DM, and I will get back to you.
Hey, you stuck around. That tells me you're serious about your own sales transformation. If you're tired of doing things the old way and want to get started in your journey with other people on the same path, head over to salescast.community and crush your numbers on your leaderboard. Yeah, it's free. Salescast.community. Send me a DM with your best pitch and mention this ad, and I might even give you free access to our best templates.